selection of sanitarium workers from K200O2P. In regard to your statement that Dr. Blank would come to help you in the Warunga Sanitarium on certain conditions, including the privilege of serving whatever food he might desire to serve at the table, I would say that you had better not accept the services of those who will come only on condition that such terms shall be made, for the terms on which they would come are evidence that you do not want them. They would be a perplexity to you rather than a help. Anyone who makes propositions of this kind would, I fear, cause you more anxiety and trouble than you could afford. If Dr. Blank were connected with the Warunga Sanitarium, his influence would be exerted to launch out in such a way that you would not know how you stood financially until embarrassments came upon you from which you could not relieve yourselves. His education and training are of such a nature that extravagance is as natural to him as is the act of breathing. His tendency is to take matters into his own hands, and I fear you could not prevent him from doing this. There would be many difficulties to surmount as a result of extravagance, which would make of none effect the principles that Christ has given us in his life of self-denial and in his teachings. Let us not have connected with the institution anyone who would be a burden to your soul. Wait on the Lord, not until you have sure evidence that Dr. Blank is converted will the time come for you to make terms with him. As regards the flesh meat question, I know that if such men as Dr. Blank should connect with the institution, you could not deal with this question without great worry and perplexity. I have been instructed that there was a time when the Lord looked with great tenderness upon Dr. Blank, but your brother desired to carry out his own plans and thus made it difficult for him to work in harmony with the Lord's way. I think that if he were sanctified and humble before God, he has qualifications that would make him a blessing. When he is converted, when he is willing to learn of Jesus and to take counsel with God, he will be able to strengthen his brethren and to connect with the great enterprise which we have undertaken without bringing deterioration into it. My brother and sister, you are to labor in a judicious manner that those with whom you are brought in contact in the sanitarium will recognize that a sanctified spiritual atmosphere surrounds your soul. This can be and should be. It is truth that is needed, truth that cannot be bound. The greatest necessity of your patrons is a heart willing to receive the truth. Some will decide to come to the sanitarium as the prodigal son determined to return to his father. These souls can be judiciously labored for and saved. Truth brought into the life experience is a saving power. If connected with the institution, there were someone whose principles and words did not have a saving influence, he would testify against the sanctifying power of the truth. If a work were done by the Holy Spirit in the heart of such a one, he would rise to a higher, holier standard where he could have a transforming influence upon the unbelieving patrons. Until Dr. Blank is converted, he would, if connected with your medical institution, undo the very work that the Lord desires to have done. In the sanitarium, there must be a judicious ministration of the Word. Dr. Blank's influence would counteract this religious influence. God forbid this. I should be glad if Dr. Blank's heart, mind, and character could, by his own consent, be brought into pleasing captivity to the will of Jesus Christ. Please read and study the third chapter of Colossians. It states plainly what we must do in order to leave on the minds of unbelievers an impression favorable to the truth. A few words more in regard to what you ought to do toward securing physicians and other helpers for the new sanitarium. Go to the Lord and to his written word. Do not connect with anyone who will prove to be a hindrance in spiritual things. I have earnestly longed and prayed that Dr. Blank would be enlightened by the Holy Spirit, that he may see wherein he is not a laborer together with God. I had hoped that Brother and Sister Blank would have seen before this time that they are not obeying the word of the Lord. It has been presented to me that were they to connect with the sanitarium as they now are, their influence would not leave a right impression on the minds of those with whom they would be brought in contact. Their ideas regarding Christian deportment are not correct. They would not honor the Lord. They both need to be united with Christ. Until this union is formed, they could not be other than a great burden if brought into the sanitarium. It will never do for them to be placed in connection with other workers unless they see and understand what it means to be chosen of God. I write you this because I dare not withhold it. I believe that you will understand me. I love these souls, but I know that until they are prepared properly to represent health reform to set a right example, they should not be connected with the sanitarium, for they would be a drawback to the success of its work. When they are prepared to meet the requirements of God, you will know it. They need a reconversion. We are living in a solemn and important time. The effort to build the sanitarium has been a tremendous one, and we cannot afford to bring into connection with it those who would prove a hindrance to its work and an injury to its reputation. In regard to flesh meat, do not bring it into the sanitarium. Neither tea nor coffee should be served. Caramel cereal, made as nicely as possible, should be served in the place of these health-destroying beverages. In regard to the third meal, do not make eating but two meals compulsory. Some do best health-wise when eating three light meals, and when they are restricted to two, they feel the change severely.